Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Moed Katan Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara at the top line, Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, refers to a case where the Nasi was mace, and the Gemara told us that in that case all the Bate Midrashas are batel. No one goes to the shuls, to the Bate Midrashas, to daven or to learn. And it says, B'nei HaKnesses, Nechnasim LeBeis HaKnesses, the B'nei HaKnesses, which the Rishonim say refer to the Asar Batlonim that we're familiar with from Maseches Megillah, they go into the shul, V'karim Shiva, V'yotzim, and they read seven aliyos and they leave. And the Mefarash here on the side says it means they read seven aliyos from the Sefer Torah, but they do not daven at all in shul, but everyone davens individually at home. Now, as Yadua, the Chakira, that some of the posts can discuss, which is whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur or a Chovas Yochid. So Yadua, this Chakira, especially in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, in the Sefer Berger Shmuel from Baruch Be'er, one of Rav Chaim Brisker's Talmidim, in Yivam Esim Chafalef, he cites the suffix that Rav Chaim had, whether or not Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid or a Chovas Tzibur. The simple explanation of these two tzadim as to whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid or Chovas Tzibur, is that if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid, that means that there is a Chovah, an obligation, upon each Yochid to see to it that he hears Kriyas HaTorah. Even though we know the Mishnah Megillah tells us that Kriyas HaTorah can only be performed the Rabbim, but there is a mitzvah on every Yochid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The only thing is, one of the tenaim of the mitzvah, one of the conditions within which the mitzvah can be fulfilled, is only with a Tzibur. So that being the case, the Yachid has to make a shtadlis to try to find a tzibur in order to discharge his obligation that he has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The other tzad, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas tzibur, that means that it's not simply that having a tzibur is a condition within which the mitzvah can be fulfilled, but it's actually a precondition for the entire mitzvah to be chal at all. The obligation, the chiv, to read a Kriyas HaTorah only begins when there's a tzibur. The tzibur doesn't simply allow for the yachid, opportunity for the yachid to fulfill his mitzvah, but the tzibur is what creates the entire chiyuv, is what initiates the entire obligation for there to be a Kriyas HaTorah when there's already a tzibur which has gathered and is ready to do Kriyas HaTorah. Besides this nafkamina, if the yachid is mechiyuv to make a hishtadlis to find a tzibur if he doesn't have one available to him, and the corollary nafkamina, that if a Yachid misses Kriyas HaTorah, if he needs to make an effort to make it up and find a Tzibur, that will allow him to be motzim in the Kriyas HaTorah. The Berger Shmuel there quotes from his Rabbi Rav Chaim Brisker, an afkamina the other way, that in which we say that Chovas Tzibur is a Chumrah. He says that there's a question if some people haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, but there isn't actually a minion of people who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah. It's only rov of a minion, six or seven people who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah. Can there be mitzaref, three other or four other people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah in order to read? So Reb Chaim said that if Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yachid, it's just that the yachid can't discharge his chiv unless he has a tzibur. So it's possible that rov tzibur is enough because he has the majority of a tzibur, that's rubo kekulo. As opposed to if we say that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur, and the onset of the Chiv only comes when the Tzibur is gathered, so then there's no way we can say Rubo Kekulo in order to be Mechayev the Tzibur L'charchila in the Kriyas HaTorah from the beginning. The truth is that Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, at the beginning, quotes Chacham Echad, showed him that the Ran in Megillah is Mefurish, that it's sufficient to have Rov of a tzibur who hasn't, a rov of a minion who hasn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah in order to allow the tzibur to read Kriyas HaTorah, which according to Reb Chaim would l'chora be a raya that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yochid. However, the Ran and the Mechamas there, from the Ramban there, are mefurish that at the same time Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas tzibur. So it would pasha, it seems, as a raya against this tzad from Reb Chaim Brisker from the Ran in Megillah. This question, in fact, was posed to Reb Chaim Brisker, and in the Sefer Matiki Ashmua, in Chelek Beis and Page Yud Ches, they bring the Reb Chaim had an alternate way of reading the Ran to get out of this raya. Now, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Halicha Shlomo, in the Miluim in the back, in Seven Yud Zayin, says he thinks he has a raya brura from Ar Gemara to this Chakira as to whether or not the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid or a Chovas Tzibur. Because in our sugya, as mentioned, we're discussing a case where there had been no tzibur. The yechidim had davened at home in their own houses, and now the Bnei HaKnesses, the people of the tzibur, come together to shul to make a minyan and to be kari the Torah in shul. Now, if we will say that the tzad of Choves Tzibur, that Kriyas HaTorah, is only incumbent upon a Tzibur that's already formed, that's already be mitzdarif to a Tzibur, so the Gemara makes no sense. Why would there be a Chiyuv upon the Bnei HaKnesses that was incumbent for them to come together and create a Tzibur in order to read the Kriyas HaTorah? Hooray, inasmuch as there are only Yechidim at home, so there is no obligation on them Bechlal to do Kriyas HaTorah. Only once a Tzibur has already gathered is there a Chiyuv. Elamai, we see, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that from our Gemara is assuming that there's a chiyuv on the yochid, there's a chobas hayochid for the yochid to go and make a hishtadlis to do a kriyas haTorah. And that's why the yechidim have to get together and come to shul to do the kriyas haTorah. There is one mitigating factor, Rav Shlomo Zalman notes, and that is that our Gemara makes a point of saying the Karin Shiva, that there are seven aliyos. And in fact, the Rambam, in Perek Tes V'chos Avel, when he brings down this Gemara, he said this Gemara is specifically in Ogeyat Shabbos. He says when the Bnei HaKnesses on Shabbos come together and read the seven aliyos, they need to come to shul to do so. And Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes Meshem Reb Chaim Brisker, in fact, that it's possible that with regard to the question of whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves Yochid or Choves Tzibur, there will be a difference between Shabbos as opposed to Monday and Thursday. That even if we'll say that on Monday and Thursday the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is only a Choves Tzibur, and only when there's a Tzibur already gathered is the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah set on, but with regard to Shabbos, then everyone will agree there will be a Choves Yochid, that everyone should make a shtadlis to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't know the tam for this chilek. Perhaps the tam is that when, as opposed to Monday and Thursday, when only a little bit of the parsha is read, and it's just to be Mekayim, the Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, to not go more than 3 days without Torah, but on Shabbos, when in addition to being Mekayim, the Takanas Moshe, of not going more than 3 days, we also use the opportunity on Shabbos to read through the entire Torah, even though there's no halacha, as is well known, to read through the entire Torah once a year, as Yishalmi already says in Eretz Yisrael, they used to read through the cycle of the Chamishi Chumshi Torah once every 3 years, but there is an inyan to have the Tzibur reading a Kriyas HaTorah on the entire Torah. So it could be then that that Chiyuv, which we discharge Shabbos morning, which is the Kriya of Shacharis, with the seven Kruim, the seven Aliyos, there is a mitzvah on every Yochid to try his best to try to hear the entire Kriyas HaTorah, even in addition to the Takanas Moshe of having not going more than 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. In addition, there's also a mitzvah for every Yochid to try to hear all of the Torah as it's read through the cycle by the Tzibur. And inasmuch as that's the case, then there will be a Choves Yochid on Shabbos to go and make sure he hears the Parsha as much as possible. However, if we think deeply into our sugil a bit more, it becomes apparent that there's l'chara a third mahalach into the Havana of Kriyas HaTorah, which emerges from our Gemara. Because if we consider it, hooray, even though it's true, as Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out, that here there was no tzibur that had previously gathered to which would support the tzad that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves Tzibur. And the fact that the yechidim of the Bnei HaKnesses need to get together and create a tzibur, that would indicate that Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves Yochid. But if you think about it, inasmuch as Rishonim told us that Bnei HaKnesses are just the Asar Batlanim, and they are the only people who are coming to shul to read the Kriyas HaTorah, so then it turns out that really Rov Rubo of the Tzibur, the vast majority of the other people in the Tzibur, in the shul, they're not hearing Kriyas HaTorah at all. So if it's true that it's a straight Choves Yochid, there's a Chov on every individual to come in and Kriyas HaTorah, no different than to Daven, or any of the other Takonos that Chazal placed upon us in the area of the daily Tfilos, so then why would not everyone have to come to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah on the times when the Nasi died and they're davening at home? Why would it be that only Bnei HaKnesses are necessary to come to shul and to make the minyan? So it might seem from here that there's a middle understanding of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a pure Choves Yochid, and it's not a pure Choves HaTzibur, but it's a hybrid. And that is that there is a chova on the individuals of the Tzibur to see to it that there's a Kriyas HaTorah. They need to be miyatzir. They need to ensure that they create an opportunity of a Tzibur to read Kriyas HaTorah. And that is a chovas hayachid. The yechidim need to see to it, and every individual really needs to be mishtadel to make sure that that chova happens. But once there is a tzibur that they have been doing, they have taken care of the ensured that there will be a tzibur that is being karei by Torah on a regular basis, so then it is not now incumbent upon every yachid to actually come and listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Once he has provided for the possibility of a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, that the Tzibur has shlichim, has agents, has representatives who are coming and making a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, then it is no longer incumbent for every yachid to come and to hear the Kriyas HaTorah himself. It may be a mitzvah for him to, in addition to seeing to it that there's a tzibur that is reading, to actually himself come and participate and take part in that kriya of the tzibur. And that's the Shulchan Aruch says, that even someone by Pashtus who has a heter, the Gemara in Brachas describes, there are certain circumstances in which someone has a heter to learn during Kriyas HaTorah and not to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. Very complicated sugya in the Rishonim over there. But Akopanim, Shulchan Aruch writes, in any event, there's still a mitzvah for a person to come to shul, even if he's heard the Kriyas HaTorah already by Pashtus, and to hear, to Kriyas HaTorah and listen to every word from the Baal Korah. That is a mitzvah. But it's not a chiyuv. It's not obligated. Once there is a tzibur, which is available in the shul, to do Kriyas HaTorah, so then it is sufficient for the yachid to have seen to it that that's and ensure that that took place. But there's no absolute chovah for him to come and participate. As Abi the Pshan Argimar, since the B'nai HaKnesses, as representatives of the tzibur, are coming together in the shul and making sure there is a tzibur which is being karei b'Torah, and the yechidim of this B'nai Knesset, of this kehila, have seen to it that that is going to be taken care of, so then there is no longer a chiyah for every individual. There's no obligation for every individual to come. And Shlomo Zalman already writes, it could be that there's a reshus for everyone else to come, but the ikar chovah is for the B'nai HaKnesses to make sure that there are at least a minyan of people who are coming and hearing the Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur on this Shabbos.
However, Shlomo Zalman points out, it may be that the entire sugya isn't really a raya at all to the question of the nature of Kriyas HaTorah lefi the Ritva, because the Ritva explains that that which the B'nai HaKnesses come to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah is not on account of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah at all, but rather it's only kidei shelo te beis HaKnesses bato legamri af mikriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. It's only that no, we should avoid having none of the tziburi, the public communal tefilos and inyonim going on in the shul. So we decided to have Kriyas HaTorah go on tefila, even though they won't have tefila b'tzibur, they can at least have tefila at home, but Kriyas HaTorah, they won't have bichlal unless they come to shul. And therefore, they came to shul and had the Kriyas HaTorah in order that would not be batel legamri, it wouldn't be completely silent and empty in the shul. Something at least should go on in the shul. So if you that, it's not because of the chuvah, it's not because of the obligation that they had for Kriyas HaTorah that they made a point of coming to shul, but rather it was only in order to keep the shul going that there should be something going on in the shul. And as well, the Aruch HaShulchan in the end of Siman Shindal Mem Yerodea says that even if they had a Sefer Torah in the house where they were, and they were able to read there even B'tzibur in the house where they were had been davening, but they would come to shul anyway. And the reason is, in order that the shul should not be batel, like the Ritva says. So lefi the pirish of the Ritva and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gemara is not a raya to our question. It could be that Kriyas HaTorah is a pure chovas tzibur, but here the tzibur is made to come together. The B'nai HaKnesses are made to come together in the shul specifically, in order that the shul should have something going on in it. But really, Kriyas HaTorah itself might only be a chiyuv once there is already a tzibur in general.
One issue which really doesn't have such a clear hachra in the poskim that relates to the Isser of Ar Gemara of Avil Eni Yotzim in Pesach Beso is a question that does come up on a frequent basis, and that is, if Avil does not manage to gather together a minyan in his house to daven, is the Avil permitted to leave his house in order to attend the shul and be Yotzei Tefila B'tzibur? The Eli Rabba in Siman Kuflam and Beis addresses this question explicitly. And first, he wants to bring a raya based on the Tshuvas Shaar Ephraim. The Shaar Ephraim permits the Avel to leave his house in order to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. And the Eli Rabba reasons that for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, which is a relatively mitzvah kala, the Shaar Ephraim paskin that we should allow the Avel to leave his house, then it would seem that Kol Shekein, we would allow him to leave his house in order to attend a Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, the Eli Rabba concludes, it seems that in the poskim, when they discussed at length the question of what types of Avelim, when they're competing for Kaddish, who gets kedima. Talks about a ben shloshim, a ben yudbeis, a yartzei, things like that. The poskim do discuss as well if a ben shiva ends up in shul, but it's always in the context of a katan. It's always referring to a katan. As we know, ketanim do say kaddish. It's one of the ikur nyanim that the ketanim do as havel, and they say kaddish. Whenever the poskim discussed a ben shiva vying for kaddish, it was always about a katan. So Eli Rabba is medayik from the earlier poskim. It's mashma that there is no such metzias. There is no such hechatimsa of having a gadol who is in the middle of shiva being in shul, and that would seem to indicate that even an avel who is unable to gather a minyan together in his house would not be permitted to attend shul. And in fact, the Eli Rabba leaves off this question as it's sarach in. There's also a diuk from the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Megillah. They're discussing the case of an avel on Purim. We'll see later on, Ritzashem Barichas Nafchavches, what are the halachas of avelas on Purim? But there we're going lefila shitos that there is avelas which is knowing on Purim. So the Magen Avraham discusses the case where Purim night the avel wants to go hear the Megillah in Shul, and the Magen Avraham in fact says that he may hear the Megillah in Shul. However, the Magen Avraham is mavur that if the Avil is unable to gather a minyan together in his house, then he may only go to Shul to hear the Megillah and not for Marav. He must daven Marav at home and then go to Shul to hear the Megillah. And Mishnah Berurah as well passes this way. And already the Chachmas Adam, in his Kuntres Matzeves Moshe, the Chacham Sadam at the end of his Sefer in Yerodea, he has a Kuntres with a lot of Yoni Avelis that he wrote after the passing of his son. So one of the Simonim there addresses this question. He makes his Diak among an Avram. Al-Khari says it's Mavur among an Avram, that an Avel may not attend Shul to be Yotzit Tfil B'tzibur, and there it's even a bigger Kuntres among an Avram, because if you think about it, the Avel is anyway leaving his house to hear the Megillah and Purim evening. And yet still the Magen Avraham seems to indicate that we would not allow him to leave the house for longer in order to be Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Chachas Adam himself says that in Svara, it doesn't make so much sense. Why shouldn't we allow the Avel to be Yotzei, the Mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur, to leave his house? And he brings a right from the Nimuk Yosef. The Nimuk Yosef, earlier in the Perek, and after Yugimam Abayz B'Dapi Arif, he's really discussing the Gemara earlier, Nafchav Aleph, where the Gemara discussed the Avel leaving his house and going to be Menachem Avel in a different house. And the Mikhail Yosef asked, how is Avel permitted to leave his house? Our Gemara says, Avel in Yotzim Pesach Peso. And the Mikhail Yosef writes over there, Hainu Dafka L'tayel. That which our Gemara answers is only to be Metayel, to stam, go out of his house without any particular good reason and leave this house during the Shiva. Avel Dvar Mitzvah Shari. But for mitzvah, it's mutter. And then Mikosa continues, Mitoch kach nir de mutter la'avel la'lachas l'beis ha'knesses l'shma'a tefillah. That it's mutter for the avel to go to shul in order to hear the tefillah. So Chacham Tzadim says, l'chor it's mefurshen and Yosef, that it is mutter for the avel to go to shul. Now, one might raise a question that Chacham Tzadim does not deal with this question, but if you look in the Nimuk Yosef and Arsikya, and our Gemara in Nafchav Gimel, where he discusses it, he says explicitly that the isser for an avel to leave his house in the Yotzi is the Beis HaKnesses Gomer, to go to shul. So on the face of it, we seem to have a stira. In Nimuk Yosef, earlier in the parak, he told us that the Isra of Yotzi Pesach Beso is only to be Metayel, not to go to shul. And here he says that the Isra of Yotzi Pesach Beso is even to go to shul. It could be that the Peshra Adover is that Nimuk Yosef in Arsig is discussing a case where the Avel is able to gather a minyan together in his house. So if he has the option of having a minyan in his house, and he'll be able to be Yotzi Tefillah B'Tzibur without leaving his house, then in fact we will require him to do so and not allow him to leave his house in order to hear the tefillah in shul. Mashenkin earlier, where he said, he seemed to indicate the first of our mitzvah, like being shomei tefillah in shul, the avil is permitted to leave his house. That was discussing a case where the avil was not able to gather a minyan together in his house, and then we will give the avil a heter in order to be yotzei tefillah b'tzibur in the shul. Lemaisa, the Ritva also relates that B'chol Ha'artzos Halalu, in the lands that he lived in, the meaning was for the Avim to attend shul, and he explains this is based on a combination of factors. One was the Arashitos that learned that Ar Gemara is only asering the Avil to leave his house only on Shabbos. During the Chol, there is no Isser, and the Arashitos that hold that if the Avil to go to shul, there's always a Heter, as the Nimuk Yosef explained. Also, he pointed out that even if we'll be able to get a minyan together for Ashirim, who were more popular, had more friends, but for Aniyim, who weren't so popular, it would be harder to get a minyan together, and therefore there's a general minig that all Avelim should go to shul. In terms of the Svara, as to why the poskim seem to be more hesitant about mattering, an Avel to go to shul to hear a minyan, even though there does exist a blanket heter of dar mitzvah, as Nimik Yosef wrote, and in fact we pass in that way, that there are examples, as we mentioned, where we allow an avel to leave his house for a mitzvah. It may be that since the svara of the whole rationale behind the Isra of our Gemara of Avel and Yotzim Pesach Beso, the Trumas Hadeshen explains, is that the Avel should not mingle and mix with a group of people in public areas, and through that mixing with people, he'll forget his Avelis. So it could be that which will allow an Avel to go do a mitzvah is only a mitzvah, which he essentially does on its own. He doesn't have to be in the company of people per se. But to go and hear Tefillah B'Tzibur, which the whole nature of the mitzvah is to join with a crowd, to join with a community, so then we're more reluctant to let the Avel do it. We're not necessarily willing to set aside the Isser of the Avel, keeping it himself, and not being Mesiach Tatar for the Avelis, even for such a mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah rabba, like a Megillah, which also was done by Rabbim for Pesuminisa, that perhaps we will allow the Avel to do, but simply to go to Shul, Miyotzit Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is a mile and Hiddur in the Etzem Tefillah, and certainly it's a mitzvah chashuva ma'od, but it's only a mile in the mitzvah, so then we're not willing to sacrifice the Inyan of the Avel being on his own and having and being able to contemplate his Avelis in private without being together with a crowd in order to allow him to go to Shul. There's a raya to such a Havana from that Trumas Hadeshen himself. The Trumas Hadeshen is discussing the question, can an Avel be permitted to leave his house during the Mehashiva Shiva late at night? So the Trumas Hadeshen says that because the rationale, as we mentioned, for the Isser is that Avel should not be in the company of people, so late at night, if he'll be alone and he won't be in the presence of Chabur Spini Adam, then there would be a heter, at least a Makam HaTzorech. If there's a great need for that, we would set it aside. This isn't mamish, one of the Nehuge Avelos, which the Avel must do under all circumstances, that will make exceptions if the Avel needs to leave when he doesn't run the risk of being Mesiach Da'atu Me'avilu. So, and then Transition asks, so why the post can discuss, already Tosis back in Avchav Aleph raised this issue, is the Avel permitted to go to Shul on the night of Tisha B'Av to say Kinos and Sibur? So the post can discuss, perhaps Tisha B'Av is different because everyone is acting like an Avel, that's why we should allow the Avel to go to Shul. Transition asks himself, why didn't the poskim matter because it's by night? And as he mentioned, at night is mutter. He says, no, shani hosam, the holech l'makam chaburis b'nei adam, l'chol hanachnosin l'beisei knesses. Because when he goes to Shul on Tisha B'Av, he's going to the place where chaburis b'nei adam are located, and he'll be with a crowd, even though it's Tisha B'Av, he still run the risk of being Mesiach Das from his personal avelis as well. So we see this idea that going to shul is something which the poskim will be more reluctant to matter for the avel, even as it's tzorech of a mitzvah, because of makam chaburis b'nei adam. Even on Tisha B'Av, this issue was raised. Kol shekein non on Tisha B'Av, this might pose a problem, and therefore it is a serious shaila as to whether we should permit the avel to leave his house
and attend shul to be yotzei tefillah b'tzibur. The Gemara in Amud Beis raises the machlokes between b'nei Glilia and b'nei Yehuda as to whether Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos or Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. We should discuss what is the meaning of these terms, Yesh or Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. Everyone seems to be in agreement that Ein Avelis B'Shabbos means there's no Avelis B'Chlal, even the Dvarim Shebet Sina are not Nohig. However, in the Manor Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, there we have a Machlokas Rishonim as to what it meant. The Shita of the Nimuk Yosef and the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam is that Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos means full Avelis, even Avelis B'Farhesia, according to the Shita, apply on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara in Hemshech says, that a day of Avelis, of which is Ola, as it were, as the Mishnah said, that Shabbos is Ola. In a Mavsik, this Shita understands that a day can only be Ola to be a day of Avelis, if the full Avelis is Noeg, if it's even Dvaran Shabbat for Hesia. That's what this Shita holds. And we should point out, Lefi, this Havana in the Machlokes of Yesh or Avelis with Shabbos that the Ramban and the Nimuk Yosef have, it's an extreme machlokas, that Yesh Avelis means even Faresia, and Ein Avelis means not even Mitzina, that the way we pass in the Gemara Nachav Dalad, it tells us, like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Dvarim Shebetzina or Noeg is really like neither of these Shitas. Really, it's a hachra in between, that Dvarim Shebetzina are Noeg, but Dvarim Shefaresia are not Noeg on Shabbos. And nonetheless, it's Muchach in the Mishnah, it's Furish in the Mishnah, that Shabbos is Ola Zadeva Avelis. So Lachor, our Havana, in the way that reason that a day can be Ola for a day of Shiva is not like the Mandarmi Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos. He held that only a day can only be Ola if it has full Avelis B'Noeg. But we hold note that even if only the Mandarmi Shabbat Sinner are Noeg, it's still enough grounds for us to say that a day of Avelis might theoretically be Ola for the Shiva. That's the Shita of the Ramban. However, the Tosfos here in the top, the Vermaskal Yesh, and the Ritva take issue, and they say, though, that it's the Ban Omer that Yesh Yevelas B'Shabbos only meant Rosh HaBitzinah. Even he was maskim that Dvarim Shefer were not knowing on Shabbos. He said Yesh Yevelas B'Shabbos means Rosh HaBitzinah are knowing. And they have some strong rise to their opinion from two other sigyas in our parak. One is from the Gemara Nafchav Zayin, that is Muvor in the Gemara there, in the Brisa there, that there's no Kfiyas Amita which is not on Shabbos. So we see there that Avelas of Ferhesia of Kfiyas Amita is not knowing on Shabbos. And the other is the Brisa, the Gemara mentions in Chavdalam and Aleph, which is that the Kera, the tear that the Avel has and wears during the Mea Shiva may not be seen, may not be visible during the Shabbos. He must turn it around. Yeah, these are obviously both apparent and obvious signs of Avelas. Now, if we will say Bishlam, if we say like Tosis and Ritva, that even the Mandar Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos held Avelas B'Ferasi is Aser, so that's fine. These Brises are sticking with that, and they're saying that, yeah, Avelas B'Ferasi is Aser, the only machlokas we have in our Sigya between B'nai Yehuda, B'nai Gdiliya, is whether or not Dvarim Shevet Sin are Aser or not. But if we say like the Ramban, that even Dvarim Shevet Sin are Aser according to Mandar Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos, why didn't the Gemara bring those Brises, Nafchav Dal, Nafchav Zayin, to prove against the Mandar Omar, who held that the Avelas B'Ferasi is no against Shabbos? We see in those braces with regard to the having the Kera be visible, and with regard to Kfiyas Hamita, that Avelas B'Ferasi is not knowing on Shabbos. So Ramban takes up these questions, and he answers that Kfiyas Hamita we made an exception for because it's a Tsar Gadol. It's something which is Mitzar the person very much, as is Mashman the Gemara in Tainus, and therefore we set aside that that Nihog on Shabbos when a person has to have Oneg Shabbos. In addition, the braces that said that the Kera is has to be turned around for Shabbos. That's because really having the Kera visible the whole 7 days isn't mamish one of the Nehugei Shiva. And the right is that for a non-parent, the person in fact does not make Adin have to wear the Begad HaKaruah. If he wants, he can be Machlof Begadav. Just for Avav Imo, he keeps it there for the 7 days because of Kibud Av V'Eim. And therefore, in this instance of Kavod Shabbos, when, since anyway, the having the Kera being seen isn't really mamish one of the Nehugei Shiva, therefore in Kavod for Kavod Shabbos, they set aside that need and they said a person should turn the Kera around. That's what Ramban gets out of these two braises. But the Ritva says that these tirutzim that the Ramban gives are shinui dechike, they're difficult to answer. And therefore the pashas is, not like the Ramban, that when the Amar of Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos agreed that Avelas B'Ferasiya is not noik. Now another revach that the shita of the Ritva and Tosus has is that when we pass in Gemara later on that Avelas B'Tzina is noik, Dvarim Shebitzina are noik on Shabbos, it's not a machria, it's not a third shita that no one held of, but rather it's like the Ramban, Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos. That's exactly what he held, that Dvarim Shebitzina are not no egg, but Dvarim Shebitzina are no egg. I'm like the Ramban who had to say that the Gemara's Pesach later on is really a machria between the shita. So that's the machlokas that we have between the Ritva and Tosfos on one hand, and the Ramban and the Mikyo Seif on the other hand. Now, even though with regard to Shabbos, they're all in agreement, as the Gemara passes later on in Chavdalet, that Dvarim Shebitzina are no egg, however we explain our machlokas here on Chav Gimel. But the machlokas here on Chav Gimel has major implications for the question of whether or not Dvarim Shebitzina are noeg on the regel. And we'll discover this if we examine closely the Shak Vatar of Argamar. Argamar says that the rise of the Manda Omer, the Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos, and within that Manda Omer, we should have had their machlokas, whether or not Dvarim Shebitzina or Dvarim Shebitzina are noeg according to him. The Gemara says the rise is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Shabbos is Ola to a day of Avelas. And the Gemara seems to imply that that halacha, that's Ola, makes sense. Lafi the Manda Omer, Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos. Now, in our Mishnah, there is a contrast between Shabbos and Regel. Shabbos is Ola, whereas Yontif, Regel, is Eino Ola. If we will say, like the Ramban, that which the Gemara assumes, as we pointed out, that the Manda Omer, Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos holds Dvarim Shebitzina are knowing, that's why a day of Shiva can be counted among the Shabbos can be counted among the days of Shiva because it's full Avelas, that wouldn't necessarily tell us the fact that Regel is Eino Ola, that wouldn't necessarily tell us that Dvarim Shebitzina are not knowing in Regel. It could still be that Dvarim Shebitzina are yes, knowing in Regel, but because Dvarim Shebitzina are not knowing in Regel, so therefore it's not Ola as a day of Avelas. So it wouldn't be a Raya for that question. But according to Tosfos and the Ritva, who said that even on Shabbos, the Fidelman number Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos, all he meant is that Dvarim Shebitzina are knowing, Dvarim Shebitzina are not knowing, then L'choras Muchach, the fact that the Gemara says that a day of Shiva is Ola, that Shabbos can be Ola for a day of Shiva, is only because Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos, that Dvarim Shebitzina are knowing. So L'chora, it's Mavur, that because Regel is not Ola, that means it must be that Dvarim Shebitzina are not knowing on the
the regal. This is spoken of a first in the Ritva, and Tosis as well is Maramis to this, that with this Mahalach in the Gemara, that even Mandamar Yeshivel's B'Shabbos only meant that Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are Noeg, so therefore the Halach of Oler, Eno Ola, is going to be totally on Dvarim Shabbat Sinner being Noeg, and therefore it's Muchach in the Mishnah. The fact that regal is not Ola for Yeshiva means on a regal is no Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are Noeg. That's the Shita of Tosis and Ritva in our Sugya. And in fact, Ritva says that what pushed the Ramban to learn the way he did, that the Mandamar Yeshivel's B'Shabbos meant even Dvarim Shabbat Farestia, is because Ramban was of the opinion that Regel had Dvarim Shabbat Sinner with Noeg. He had arrived from other Gemaras that that was the case. And since Ramban knew that was the case anyway, so he was forced to say that the Mandamar of Yeshivel's B'Shabbos held it even for true for Dvarim Shabbat Farestia. Because if it only went on Dvarim Shabbat Sinner, then it's Muchach in the Mishnah, in the Sugi rather, that the halacha, whether or not a day is Ola, or not Ola for a Yom of Shiva, is going to fall and rise on the question of whether Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are Noeg on it. And since the Mishnah says that Regel is not Ola, it would have implied that a regal is not a Dvarim Shabbat Sinner. Since Ramban held that was not true, he was forced to explain the Gemara differently. That's a Mavura in the Ritva. As well, there's a sheet of the Rambam that Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are not knowing on the regal. However, as you recall, we had Tosa earlier in that few tests in the Beis, who said that Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are knowing on the regal, not like our Tosa. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim concur with the Ramban and the Tosa and Yates, the Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are knowing on the regal. And that's the way that it's paskined in Shulchan Aruch. Having seen in our sugya the machlokas Rishonim as to what it means Yeshav Yelz B'Shabbos and the corollary machlokas as to whether or not Dvarim Shabbat Sinner are knowing on the regel, here is the ideal sugya to address a basic question and understanding of our Mishnah and Daf Yutes. The Mishnah that said that Shabbos is Ola Veino Mafsik, but regel is Mafsik Veino Ola. Why is that? Why is this difference true that we have this difference between Shabbos and regel? Now, according to Tosin in our sugya at least and the Ritva, this the Lach of the Mishnah is reflecting the fact that on Shabbos there is Avelis, albeit Bitsina, according to Mandamar Yeshivelis B'Shabbos, whereas the on Regal there's not Avelis B'Chalal, not even Bitsina. And in fact, the Ritva in our Sugya goes to great lengths to demonstrate that throughout the entire Sugya, the Svara of the Gemara was that only a day which there is Avelis, which is Mechuyiv, that a person is Mechuyiv in at least some modicum of Avelis, and only that type of day can count for the Retzav of Shiva, can count for the continuation of the days of Shiva, and in turn, it's a day that's not Masik Shiva, a day that does not halt the Avelis in its tracks, whereas a day like Yom Tov, where there is no Avelis B'chla, which is Mechuyiv, there's not even Dvarim Shabbat Sinner, which is Noeg, that type of day, it doesn't make sense, it should be able to be Ola for the minion of Shiva, because it doesn't share the same character of having a Chiyuv Avelis, and it's also a type of day which can halt an Avelis, which can be Mafsik and cut off the continuation of Avelis, because it bars the Avel from all types of Avelis, therefore it makes sense, it should be Mafsik Avelis. So that's the Ritva's explanation for the Chilik of our Mishnah, that regular is Mafsik Ben Ola, because there's no Avelis whatsoever, where Shabbos is Olav Inamavsik because it has form of Avelis. This is as well the Mashvos of the Rambam Perish of Ishnayas on the Mishnah Daf Yutes, and that fits in nicely with the Rambam Shita that we mentioned that there is no Avelis B'chlal on the regal. However, Fili Ramban, who said that the Avelis on Shabbos and the regal is identical, on both of them, L'Halacha, as we pass with Daf Chavdalet, there is a Dvarim Shabbat Sinner which are Noheg, and not Dvarim Shabbat Farestia. Yeah, this is true both for Shabbos and for regal in the opinion of the Ramban. So now we need to understand more deeply, why is it that on Shabbos, the halacha is Ola v'no mafsik, whereas on Yom Tov, on Regel, the halacha is mafsik v'no Ola. So the Ramban addresses this, and he says the answer is extremely practical. He invokes the Yerushalmi that says that Ein Avelis below Shabbos, Ein Neshiva below Shabbos, whereas Yesh Shiva below Regel. In other words, it's very, very simple. In order for Chazal to have been Mekayim, to possibly have maintained their Gezerah of Shivas Yomim, so since every 7 days by necessity has a Shabbos in it, so Chazal had to say that Shabbos was not Mafsig Avelis, that Shabbos didn't cut off Avelis, otherwise the entire idea of Shiva would obviously never come to fruition. So once that was the case, Chazal said that the day of Shabbos is Ola for Shiva, that Shabbos fits in with the 7 days that a person is Mechidin. Whereas when it comes to Regel, since most of the time Regel does not enter into to interrupt the days of the Avelis, so when that happened, that Regel, in fact, did come into contact with Avelis, and Chazal said that the day of the Regel can be Mastik the Avelis, and it's not Ola as the day of the Shiva. That's a very practical explanation that Ramban gives for this difference we have in our Mishnah. And one more Mahalach is in Tosis. Tosis here, in Yivir Maslaman to Omar, towards the end of the Tosis, close to the Tosis Arav, he asked from a different angle. He said, look, even in Lefi the Man to Omar, that our Gemara had that ain't Avelis B'Shabbos, which, as we mentioned, the Pashas means there isn't any Avelis whatsoever, even Dvarim Shabbat Sinner. So he still agrees to the halacha of the Mishnah, that Shabbos is Ola and regular is not, even if he doesn't think there was a chiddush in the mitzvah, like the Gemara spoke out, but he still agrees to the halacha. So why is it that if him, in neither of these days, l'chor, is there avelus b'chalal, because if there isn't avelus b'shabbos, certainly there isn't avelus b'regel. So why, according to him, was the is the halacha of the Mishnah true, that Shabbos is ola for a day of avelus, whereas regel is not? So Tosas answers on the grounds that there's only a mitzvah simcha, which a person is obligated in on regel, whereas on Shabbos, person is not obligated in simcha. And this teretz is more fleshed out in the She'iltos and other the Gaonim, as well as the Shita Tamid Yechil Miparis, and that is that on Shabbos the chiv is oneg. The chiv is to be misaneg with certain ways of being misaneg one's guf, with achila, with shtia, ksus nekia, and things like that. Whereas on regel, the chiv is simcha, to bring things which bring a person simcha, kol echad kede islay, men with basar v'yayin, women with bigni tzivonim, etc. That's the difference that we have between Shabbos and regel. That being the case, the Rishonim explain that on a day which is mechuyev and simcha, that type of day is a contradiction to avelus. Avelus cannot coexist in a day of simcha, and therefore regel is not ola for a day of avelus, because this is by definition not avelus. That was in Marseille before on Daf Yudalid, that asay de rabbin, that the asay of simchas yomtiv is doche, the asay de yochan of avelus. The two things are stand in contradiction, they're diametrically opposed. Whereas on Shabbos, where a person only is mechuyev and oneg, but not in simcha, so they could have a person can be ma'anig himself and still have avelus. And this is fleshed out very, very beautifully by the Tshita Tamid Yechil Miparis back on Daf Yutes, as well as in Arsigya. And this is really a marmokum to highlight, because it really gives us a tremendous yisod as to both the nature of what avelus is, as well as the nature of a simchas regel and oneg Shabbos. Therefore, it's kedai to remember this Shita Tamid Yechil Miparis. He writes as follows. Ki haShabbos eino nikra yom simcha el yom oneg shechayv adam lehisaneg ba'atzmo b'machal v'simcha v'ksus v'chol ze mutr la'ovel ela she'onein v'doev v'lo yismach bo v'gam ze hu yochol lasos b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person can have the hargasha b'leiv of aninus and avelus. He can not be b'simcha. There's no chiyuv to be b'simcha b'leiv on Shabbos. All he has to do is be ma'anig himself. If he's ma'anig himself in an ofen which fulfills the mitzvah of oneg, that doesn't necessarily mean that he won't be able to have the aninus and the avelus b'leiv, which is the ikar of the avelus. And therefore, there's no reason for us to say that Shabbos is not ola for a day of shiva. But regel is different. He says, regel hem yimei simcha, shechayev odom l'sameach libo, u'lohasir mimenu kol aninus leiv v'chol daiga, k'diksiv v'samachta b'chagecha, v'chol zehepecha evil. That a person on the regel is mechuyev to change his emotions, to make his leiv b'simcha. We'll talk more about this in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Chof Ches. But that is the mahus, that is the essence of the mitzvah simchas haregel, to change, to have an outlook, a perspective of simcha. And since that's the case, that stands in contradiction to the feelings of avelus, the aninus halev and avelus halev that a person has when he's an avel, that he's doig, and the loss of his relative, that can't be in the same leiv. A person can't have that feeling coexist with the simcha of the regel. And as well, in our sugya, the Shita explains that's the reason why Shabbos is not mafsik avelus, whereas regel is. He says, because since Shabbos, a person is able to do what he needs to do on Shabbos, to have onik Shabbos, and still maintain in his lave the daiga naninos. So that shows us, says the Shita, that the onset of Shabbos doesn't necessarily evict the aninus b'leiv that a person has, and therefore there's no reason for us to say that it's mafsik the shiva. Mashenkin the regel, because the person comes b'simcha during the regel, that he's mechuyev to be motzi the aninus from his leiv and to be put simcha into his leiv. That's the mitzvah becomes obligated when regel comes. So then we understand why regel stops avelus in its tracks. It cannot coexist because it cannot coexist. Therefore, the simcha comes in and replaces the aninus, and therefore the avelus has nowhere to go and it's misbatel. That's the deeper havana that the Shita gives us in this chilek between oneg and simcha that the Rishonim, including the Shiltos and the Tosfos, suggest. So to summarize our discussion here of the sugya of Yesh Avelus v'Shabbos and Avelus v'Shabbos, we saw that everyone seems to be in agreement. In Avelus v'Shabbos means there's no Avelus whatsoever. We have Machlokas Rishonim as to whether Yesh Avelus v'Shabbos means even Dvarim Shebeferesia, that was the opinion of the Ramban, or whether or not, or the Yesh Avelus v'Shabbos means only Dvarim Shebetzina, but he agreed Dvarim Shebeferesia was not, were not knowing, and on Shabbos, even though everyone agreed on Shabbos, the halacha, and the Morim Chavdalid, is that Dvarim Shebetzina are noeg, but this machlokas has implications as to whether or not on regel Dvarim Shebetzina are noeg, the filler Dva and Tosfos, it was muchach, that on regel there was no Dvarim Shebetzina, as well as that's Rambam's opinion, whereas the Ramban and many other Rishonim held that on regel also the Dvarim Shebetzina are noeg, and we explained In light of this machlokas, the various explanations we can offer for why it would, the halacha of the Mishnah is true that Shabbos is ola v'eino mafsik, but the regular is mafsik v'eino ola.
Tosfos on different maslo v'eino asks a penetrating question, which highlights very much the difference between avelos and aninos, and also has many implications for the wide-ranging question: is avelos biyom rishon derech or not? Tosfos asks that it seems that we have a contradiction in the way that we're mesiaches to the nihugi avelos, in contrast to the nihugi aninos. We know that an onein, as Agamar says, is aser bebasser uviyayin, but an avelos not. If anything, the opposite is true. It says lo nivriyayin ela lanachem bo'avelim, that we use wine as a tool in order to help the avel get over his loss. There we see that an onein is treated in a more severe way, that he has this added stringency of an iser baser v'yayin. Mashenkein, Tosfos says, many of the nihugi avelos are exactly the opposite. He gives the example of kfiyas amita, nilas asandol, ativas harosh, v'tuva. There are many of the nihugi avelos which only apply to the avel, even though the avel is somewhat further removed from the death, as the onin, the onin is mamish, when the is made some mutal b'fonov. But all the nihugi avelos don't apply to the onin, or many of them at least don't apply to the onin, only apply to the avel. So what is the pesher adover? What is the pshat that the onin has the chumrah of baser v'yayin, and avel has the chumrah in many of the other things? And as well, we can add, as even Tosfos teretz as well, that some of the things that they share, for example, tasha shamita, before an ar gemara, that at least biyam chol, there's an iser for the onin as well to have tasha shamita, just as the avel is as well. So we have some things that the avel has that the onin does not. We have some things that they share, and then we have some things that an onin has that an avel does not. So what's going on? That's what's bothering Tosfos. Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, the dvarim shehem mishum avel mutar gabi oinin, v'avelos asurin, the things which indicate avelos, the things which are part of mourning, and we'll explain that soon, what Tosfos is referring to, those things are only asur for an avel, not for an oinin. An oinin is not yet misabel. He's not yet ready to practice the nihugi avelos. Avel dvarim she'enam asur mishum avelos, but those things which are can become asur, not only on account of avelos, but only because these things are liable to distract the onein from his capacity to take care of the kfuras meis in an effective way. And those things we're concerned that if we'll be involved in these things, he'll be nimshach achar other things, and he'll be drawn into other involvements. For example, eating meat and drinking wine. Then, asir ba'onin, those things we'll disallow for the onin. And there's no reason necessarily to asir these things per se for the avel, because the avel, it's okay if the avel is distracted by some things and he's not involved in kfuras meso. Anyway, the kfura has been done already. He doesn't need to be tarred in that. But rather, we want the avel to be focused on his nihugi avelos, that even if he has wine and drinks meat and that allows him to get over his pain, that's okay, so long as he's also practicing the nihugi avelos. And then Tosfos adds, what about tasha shamita, which is usher for both of them? So Tosfos says that the reason that it's usher for the onein is lechora different than the reason it's usher for the avel. The reason he says it's usher for the onein is it's shemi yamashech, the same reason that we usher baser v'yayin, because of the fear that he might get drawn into them and spend too much time with them. Same thing is true in tasha shamita. That's one possibility Tosfos has. Oh, shema simcha yisei rasa v'chutzpah. Or maybe it's a chutzpah for the onein to be involved and be engaged in tasha shamita at the time when it's made some fun of. So for this side reason, we ask for him. But it's not for the same reason it's also for an avil. For an avil, it's also just like the other nihugi avilas, just like we know on Tisha B'Av, tasha shamita is forbidden. We're all avelim on that day. So similarly, for the avel, tasha shamita is one of the regular nihugi avelos. And for the onen, the reason that he has an iser tasha shamita b'chol is not because it's one of the nihugi avelos which is incumbent upon him, but it's because of either shem yimashech, he'll be get too involved in it, or it's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah for him to be engaged in that during the time of the mesim mitzvah b'fonim. So Tosfos lays out for us a tremendous yisod. He says that avelos, being involved in nihugi avelos, in the things which are the cheftza of mourning, showing that we're abnegating our basic needs, we don't have tisporas, we don't have haircutting, we also don't have giyot, we don't have laundering, as well as the other things that we show for avelos, kfiyas amita, nilas asandol, it shows that we're not living life in the
most optimal, comfortable way, that's Nihugi Avelis. The Onan doesn't need to do that yet. The Onan is not yet ready. The Onan, his primary concern is taking care of Kvod HaMeis, making sure the Meis is shown his final honor in the most effective way. And it befits him to dedicate all of his energies towards that. And that's also the reason the Tosis indicates later why the Onan is potter for mitzvahs, because not only is he osik in the mitzvah, like first HaMeis, but he also needs to be doeg and misasik in Kvod HaMeis, that he should make sure that everything possible is seen to be done, that he can possibly do, to ensure the Kvod HaMeis is granted during this time, his final appearance here in this world before the Kfura. And that being said, Tosa says we don't have reason to ask for him in all the Nihugi Avelis. Only the things which might possibly bring to a contradiction to his ability to do that effectively, there'll be ninshach in it, they'll get distracted and get be too involved in the things like Basar V'Yayin, and those things we ask for Noinin. So that's the theory Tosas lays out for us, the difference between Aninos and Avelis. And only an Avel has the Surin, which are Nihugi Avelis Mamish. An Onin does not. Rather, the Onin has things as the Surin in which things that we're afraid he might be Nimshachin, except for Tasha Shemita. Tasha Shemita is shared by both of them, and that is an Isser for the Onin for side reasons, either also because Shemi Yimashech or because it's a Chutzpah.
Now, even though Tosfos doesn't make mention of this, but the pashtus is that the Savan and Tosfos and Nihugi Avelis do not begin for the Onin. The Onin is not considered to be chayiv in Nihugi Avelis yet. He's going to be l'shitase of the Bali HaTosfos that Avelis biyom rishon is not daraisa. Tosfos and Daf Yudalam Abeis took up this question at the top over there, whether Avelis biyom rishon is daraisa or not. The conclusion of Tosfos seemed to be noted that it's not daraisa, and this is known. The Ramban refers to this shita as the shita of the Chochmei HaTzarfatim. The Tosafists, they held that Avelis Yom Rishon is not Daraisa, and that fits very well with what Tosafists says over here, that Avelis does not begin in the time of Aninus. And that's because the Shitas that hold, in fact, that Yom Rishon, the Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, the Shita of the Gaonim, as well as the Rif and the Rambam, they learned it from the Pasuk of Acharisa Ki Omar, which Agamar made reference to earlier in Nafchav Aleph, and they say that that's the Makor, the Yom Hamar, the day of the Misa, the day of the Kfura, the first day, that is Daraisa, the Avelis on that day. The problem is that the Gemara uses that pasuk as a Makor for Aninus. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses that that's the reason that an Onin is Asur Yikachim during the time of the Aninus, Midaraisa, because of Acharisa Ki Omar. So we would expect that if Avelis is Daraisa on the first day from the pasuk of Acharisa Ki Omar, it should match up with the timing of Aninos that is learned from the same Bakor of Acharisa Ki Omar. And therefore Tosas, who's telling us that Avelis does not begin until Aninos ends and the two times in Arvelat Bechlal, that would fit nicely with the Shita of the Balei Tosas that Avelis Yom Rishon is not Daraisa. However, we do find in the Rambam that even though he's of the opinion that we see from the pasuk of Acharisa Ki Omar that the first day of Avelis is Daraisa, nonetheless, the Rambam agrees with Tosfos that none of the Nihugi Avelis apply during the Zman of Aninus. And not only does the Rambam agree to Tosfos, it seems to go even further than Tosfos. And the pashas of the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Evel, in Perek Alef Halacha Beis, is that even Tashash Hamita is mutter for an Onin. Because, as the Rambam says, none of the Nihugi Avelis are noeg for an Onin until the Stimas HaGolel, until the Avelis actually sets in. So he seems to be saying even not only regular Nihugi Avelis don't apply for an Onin, even Tashash Hamita seems to be mutter. How does one argumar? Lachar argumar seems to be mashma very strongly, that at least Bechol, Lekuli Alma, there's an Isser of Tashash Hamita for an Avel, excuse me, for an Onin. So Lachor, the Rambam will have to learn, like his Rebbe, the Rimi Gash, who is quoted by the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, as well as the Baal Amor learns his way in the Gemara, that really even the Shittas of Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel in our Gemara, we're not arguing about whether or not there's an Isser for Tashamita. Even Tanakama said that on Shabbos, the Avil is not Chayiv in Tashamita. It doesn't mean that the Onin was Usser in Tashamita. It just means that it was a Rishus, it was an option. He didn't have to do it to be Mekai Mitzvah's Ona. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel rather held that a person becomes Chayiv in Tashamita, that it's a mitzvah for him to do it, to be he's obligated in the mitzvah of Ona to do Tashash Hamita. But everyone bets him agree that there was no problem, there's no Isser for the Onin to have Tashash Hamita because the Avelis hasn't yet begun. That's the Shita of the Ramam, and as well the Shita of the Ritz Geus that the Ramban quotes in the Torah Sa'adam. Now, Lechora, how can it be if, as we raised, the problem that the Rambam held that Avelis from Rishon is Daraisa, and yet he learns that Avelis does not begin for an Onin, even though the same Makor that there is for Avelis from Rishon exists for an Onin, Acharisa Ki Omar, Lechora, the two times should overlap. So the Sefer Emek Bracha raises this question, and he quotes from the Sefer Tiferes L'Moshe. It's also mentioned in the Tiferes Yisrael,
in his Pirush on the Mishnayos and Brachos there at the beginning of the third parak, that they say that in a chanami, be'etzem the onen should have been chayv and avelus, because the yomar of the aninus is also should have catalyzed the suri avelus for the first day. The reason that the onen is not chayv and avelus is the same reason he's potter mikol mitzvah shebe Torah, because he's osig in mitzvah, and osig in mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, because he's osig in the mitzvah of kfiras ha-meis, of seeing to it that the needs of the meis are met, therefore he's potter mikol mitzvahs, and that p'tura mitzvahs includes and extends even to avelus itself. So even though it comes out that the aninus destroys the avelus, that's okay, because osig in mitzvah Pater min ha-mitzvah. Tiferes Moshe adds on that this is true for all the nihugi avelus, even those which seem to be lavim, which seem to be isurim, and we know that osig mitzvah pater mitzvah does not apply to isurim. He says, but since the ikar of the avelus, that the person has to act like an avel and do things which show he's an avel, don't exist during the time of the aninus, because osig mitzvah pater mitzvah, so Rabbanim patered him legamri and said that he doesn't have to be misabel even in the things which are losa, says even in the isur rechitza or the isur tashlamita or talmud Torah, things like that. Also those as well are all totally on the ikar of the chiyav avelus. If there is no chiyav to be misavel, then as well the los ases of avel do not devolve upon the onen. So that's the chiddush in the Das HaRambam, that not only does the Rambam hold that aninus does not extend to avelus, but the itim tashamita, which is not included in the iser of iserim of onen, and argamar only means it's a reshus according to the Tanakhama and b'chol l'kuliyama. And the reason being that Tiferes Moshe explained, because it's osik mitzvah pater on a mitzvah, he's pater from avelus inasmuch as he's osik in the mitzvah that aninus places on him to be mechabed the meis. So that's the shita of Tosfos, and the Rambam went even further. The Rambam as well holds that the isur aninus, isur avelus do not begin and are not do not devolve upon the onin. However, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam has exactly the opposite approach. First of all, he has very sharp words for the Ritz Geis. He says, how can it be that the Avel, we say he's Aser, the Onen, he's Aser B'Baser V'Yayin, because we're afraid that he won't be able to take care of the Tzarech HaMeis properly. But Tash Amita is Mutter. Tash Amita, which is L'Chor for sure, something which is Kalas Rosh, something which you can become involved in, like Tosis agreed, certainly L'Chor, we should Aser that for the same reason we Aser B'Baser V'Yayin. That's the first problem the Ramban has. The Ramban goes on, he says, the truth is that the whole conception, the whole theory that Tosfos lay out for us is wrong. Really, in essence, Avelus begins right away. And in truth, whichever of the Nihugi Avelus do not contradict the Onen and prevent him and distract him from carrying out his responsibilities to the Meis, in fact, he does become Chayav in those Nihugi Avelus. Arman says, for example, Rechitza and Sicha and Tisporis and She'elos Shalom and Malacha, all these things of this nature, there's no reason that we see that the Onen shouldn't be chayv in them. These things, if the Avel would have to be knowing these things, this would not contradict at all his ability to take care of Tzarech HaMeis. The only things which would be turret him, which would distract him and inhibit his ability to take care of Tzarech HaMeis, are things like Nilsa Sandal, Ativis HaRosh, Yitzim HaPesach Beso, obviously all these things would inhibit his ability to take care of Tzarech HaMeis, and there, those things do not exist. Now, Man's Nusach is that all these Surim which are related to Simcha V'idunim, which are related to extra special enjoying oneself, or filling one's creature comforts, or even his religious comforts, like tefillin and Talmud Torah, all the things which bring a person to a matzav of simcha, those things stand in contradiction to aninus. Aninus needs to bring a person to a matzav where he has aninus balev. His lave is empty of simcha, his lave is devoid of these feelings. And those things, in fact, make sense for an onin to be usherin. But the things which would hamper his ability to take care of Tzarech HaMeis, those things do not devolve upon the Ovel until the Kfura is done, and then he begins the full Avelus. And the man goes on and says an important yisod in his opinion. He says, L'fi the shitos that hold, that the first day of Avelus is Daraisa. That was the shita of the Gaonim, and really the Raman here has come to defend this shita from the question that we raised, how can it be that an Onir is not Chayiv in Avelus if the same Makor exists for the Aninus and for Avelus? Raman explains, no, it's the emes is that the ikr of Avelus min haTorah, the ikr that the Torah asked when it says acharisa ki yomar, was to say that an avel must stay away from simcha v'hidunim. Not to say that he must be mitzayer himself, not to say that he must not put on shoes or be otiv rosho, which these things bring a tsar to a person, shelo kederach ha'olam. Those things are things that Rabban added on later. The ikr of Avelus that the Torah was mitzavah was to stay away from simcha v'idunim, to stay away from enjoyments and creature comforts. And that's reflected in the Avelus that we have for an onen, the onen who's now experiencing the yom hamar, and that's what's asking him all the Yisra'an, he knows, that's why he's not allowed to eat. Kotcha min HaTorah, that's halacha of an onin min HaTorah. For the same reason, he has avelas as well. He has these inyana which prohibit and limit his simcha v'yidunim, that he can't wash, and he can't have tashamita, and he can't have other inyana simcha, because these things are matim, these things are compatible with the situation he's in, that he's in the Yom HaMar, and we want him to have animus b'leiv. That's Ramban's theory here. Even the Fidah Shita, the Avelis Min HaTorah, is on the first day, is the Yom HaMar, and the full Avelis doesn't begin until after the Kfura. That doesn't mean there isn't Avelis beforehand, but etzem there is Avelis beforehand, and the person is prohibited in all the things which are related to Simcha V'Yidunim, and only the things which would inhibit his ability to take care of Kavod HaMeis and do Iskei HaMeis, those things we matter. This is also the Shita of the Rabbeinu Peretz in the Hagos Smak, and is quoted in the Ramah, La Halacha, in Sim Shin Mem Aleph, and Hilchos Onim. And over there, Rabbi Kivi Eger, in the name of the Sefer Teferis L'Moshe, adds on another of the Nehugei Avelis, which is not mentioned in the Ramban or the Smak, and that is the Isser of Talmud Torah. Since Talmud Torah is Usser on the grounds of Simcha, it would follow that should be Usser for an Onim, according to the Shitos. The Ramban doesn't express Talmud Torah first over here, but L'chor, the idea of the Ramban says that Simcha is Usser, L'chor, Talmud Torah should follow as well, and therefore, the Rabbeinu Peretz as well, the Isser of Talmud Torah would be apply to an onen, even if he wouldn't have the issur of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. The Argamar says that an onen is patur mekol mitzvah betorah, that he has a patur within osik mitzvah on all the mitzvahs during meachol. Even on Shabbos, though, when Argamar says he's chayim kol mitzvah betorah lefi the Rabbeinu Peretz and ostensibly the Rabban as well, the issur of Torah would extend that he would only be allowed to learn the inyanim which are mutter for an avil to learn, the inyanim dvarim harayim and hilchos avelos, but other things he may not learn. That's an important afkamina that an Onin needs to realize, even if it's Shabbos, or even if he's already given to the Chavar Kedisha, he doesn't have the Isuri Aninos of Ptura Min HaMitzvahs, Midin Osim HaMitzvah, but Lefi the Ramban, and the Hagos Mak, which Dharma, in fact, paskins, the Onin remains Usser in the Isuri Talmud Torah, because it constitutes Simcha, and therefore the only thing he may learn is the Dvarim Haroi. That's the Shita of the Ramban and the Hagos Mak. And in fact, we have the Shita Tamei Yechil Miparis. In our sugya, it goes even further than Ramban. He seems to be mashma that all of these surim, even Atifas Arosh and Kfiyas Hamita, are in fact incumbent upon the Onin. The only things which are mutter are Neil Sasandal and Yitzim Pesach Beso, because those things would obviously impair his ability to do the Iskei HaMeis properly. He goes even further than Ramban. Even the things which are the Inyanei Tzar, which are the Inyanim, which are Ma'an of the person, those things are also Asr for the Onin. Kol Panim, that's the major Machlovis Mishon we have. We have two Mahalchim, two conceptions of how Aninos should be looked at. Should Aninos be already something that begins Avelos, as Ramban is saying, as well the Rabbeinu Peretz? Or no, it's also says that Be'etzim, the Onin doesn't, there's no reason for the Onin to start Avelos. Yet Onin, the Onin is in a matzav where he has to devote all his energies to Kavod HaMeis, and therefore we don't put upon him the Yonei Avelos. His lev is not yet punny to be Misabel. Ramban holds that no, the Aninus is belev, the Aninus is the Mira Simcha, and those are reflected by the Nehuge Avelos. As well, I mentioned the Rambam Sheet, the Rambam agrees to Tosvis, but it might only be because Osig Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah, as the Teferis Lamosh explained. That's why Bemela comes at the Rambam holds that all of the Inyone Avelos are suspended for the Avel, because since he doesn't need to be Misnaig B'mitzvah Avelos, therefore he also doesn't have the Isurim to act like an Avel to stay from Simcha, because he has to be Osig in the Mitzvah of Iskei HaMeis. Now the Achronim, Rabbi Kivi Eger and the Keren Ora, ask a very strong question on the Ramban's position that in fact, in essence, the Onen is in fact Chayiv and Avelos. Avelos has already in fact begun for the Onen from Argimar. Because Argimar, when it discusses the Machlokas that we have, whether Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos or Ein Avelos B'Shabbos, and the Gemara attempted to be told this Machlokas, whether Yesh or Ein Avelos B'Shabbos, in the Machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel, whether or not the Avel has a Heter or a Mitzvah of Talmud, of Tashamita rather, on Shabbos of Daninus or not, the Tanakama who held that the Avel has no, the Onin rather, has no Heter of Tashamita on Shabbos, he held that Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Gamliel who held that there is no, there is a heter, or even a mitzvah, possibly, for the Avel, for the Onein, to have Tashna Mita on Shabbos of Aninos, that's because he held Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. And the Gemara, the bottom line was Doche, the Tli in Rabbi Gamliel Shita. The Gemara said, Arkan lo kor Rabbi Gamliel Hossam, Dakati lo chal Avelos Ole. Rabbi Gamliel, who matired for the Shabbos of the Aninos, the Avel, to have Tashna Mita, that's because he held that the Avelos was not yet chal. Aval hocha, during the regular Shabbos of the Shiva, the Shabbos of the Avelis itself, the Chal Avelis Alei, Hachinami, the Kudron Gamliel would agree to the opinion that Yesh Avelis Mishabbos. Now, as for the Achronim, according to the Ramban, what does the Gemara mean, that Kati lo Chal Avelis Alei? That's not true. For, as Ramban explained very clearly, the Inyane Avelis, which are related to Simcha and Idunim, Tashem Mita obviously being one of them, of course it was Chal Alei. It's the Yomar. The Inyane Avelis are in fact incumbent upon the Avel, incumbent upon the Onin, they devolve upon him right away because that's the Yom HaMar. So anything which is going to distract from the Merirah, it's going to be Simcha V'Idunim, is of course going to be Chal on the Avel. So how can the Gemara say that Rav Gamliel only Matrit Hashemita because he had Lo Chal Avel Asalei? What do you mean? Of course it's Chal Avel Asalei, even during the Aninus, according to the Ramban Shita, that anything which is related to Simcha, the Avel says Chal right away. So how could the Gemara be Mechalik between the Shabbos of Aninus and the Shabbos of Avelos on the grounds that in Aninus Lo Chal Avelos Alei, if the Ramban says it is Chal Avelos Alei for things of this type? That's a very strong question, which is leveled at the Ramban by Rabbi K. Eger and the Karen Ora. I saw in the Sefer Avi Ezri from Shach Zatzal, he offers a teretz from the Ramban. And we Merami said such a yisod back in Avchav when we explained the Shittas HaRashba with regard to Shmua. Rav Shach says as follows, that the Ramban must have understood that there's two ofanim, there's two mechayvim of avelos, there's two things which can make a person have to act like an avel. One is that it's a zman avelos. In other words, the days of Minhukba, that these days are times of Avil, times of Shiva, times of Shloshim, and within each day, the person who has experiences the Misa, who has experienced the Avelos, he needs to behave like an Avil, he needs to take on the Nihugin that an Avelim have, because these days are days of Avelos. But there's another Mechaev, there's a Mechaev of Hisnagos Avelos, that the Avil, even though these days are not yet days of Avelos, they're not Yimeha Avil, but nonetheless, and the Raya being that these days don't begin the start of the Shiva, they don't begin the minion of the Shiva or the Shloshim. But nonetheless, because the person has experienced this brush with death, that the mace is mutal b'fonav, so that in of itself is mechayivim, even though it's not a meha evil, to be misnag like an ovel. He has to act like an ovel and take on the nihuga avelis, not because the days are hukba as yimeha avelis, but because the person is so close to the mace, because it's mace mutal b'fonav, therefore the hisnagus of avelis is something which is matim for him, something which is expected of him. That's a peshra davar, says Raman. When the Gemara says, says Rav Shach, when the Gemara says akati lo chal avelos alei, it means that the days of the avelos have yet to begin. He hasn't yet begun the Shiva, and he's now not mechuyev to keep avelos, to keep the nihug avelos machmas, that these days are days of Shiva. There, it could be the Gemara says that it's only yimeha avel. It's only yimeha aninos, and the day isn't the day of aninos. So then, Rabbi Gamliel held that yeah, when it's Shabbos and the avel isn't beetzem mechuyev because the day is hooked with the day of Shiva. A day of Avelos. So then his expectation that he should behave like an Ovel, because what happened to him is suspended when it's Shabbos, inasmuch as he's chayiv in the mitzvahs. And he doesn't know what to do for the maize so much. So it could be as well that the Isra Simcha V'Idunim that was placed upon him, that he's expected to act and behave with the Nihugi Avelos, isn't as strong when it's Shabbos. Now Shabbos has the Mila, that Avelos is reduced. So perhaps that's why when we all held the Avel, the Onin is Mutter B'Tav Shemitah. Masha'en Kein, when it's Chal Avel Asaleh, as Gemara says, when we've already begun the Yemeha Avel, so even though it's Shabbos, but since Shabbos is already Hukba as one of the days of the Shiva, as one of the Yemeha Avel, so then it could very well be that Rav Gamliel would agree that in that instance, Dvarin Shabbatzina, the Isra B'Tav Shemitah would be true. And he would agree that the Mechaiv of the Avel is not because of the Avel's personal experience, because of his personal the thing that happened to him. But because the day is the day of Avelos, if the day is the day of Avelos, even though it's Shabbos, it could be that he's mechuyev to act like an Avel despite the Maila of Shabbos. That's how Rav Shach says the Ramban understands the Shach V'Tar of Argumar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.